Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 5, 1 to 11. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5, the verses 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. My theme for reflection is casting nets in chaotic waters. Casting nets in chaotic waters. A friend once told me that fishing is 10% skill and 90% patience, and that most of the time it is not about catching fish at all, but about learning how not to throw your rod into the water when nothing bites. That in many ways captures the essence of Luke 5, 1 to 11, or more precisely of the entire calling narrative that Luke develops in his Gospel and Acts. The life of faith is not about control or quick results. It is about trust. Trusting God enough to cast our nets even when the waters seem empty. The passage brings us into a moment of divine disruption. Peter and his companions have labored all night, exhausted and disheartened, when Jesus tells them to put out into deep water and let down their nets again. It sounds irrational, almost insulting, to experienced fishermen who know when the fish are gone. But they obey, and what happens next is breathtaking, an overwhelming catch that breaks their nets and fills their boats to the brim. For Luke, this scene is more than a miracle story. It is a manifesto for the church's mission and identity. Written in a time when the Christian community was surrounded by conflict between Judaism and Rome, between belief and doubt, between zeal and apathy, Luke presents this story as a response to a critical question. How does the church continue Jesus' mission in a chaotic world? The answer, he says, is found in obedience to the voice that calls us beyond the shallows of our uncertainties into the depths of divine purpose. The deep water here is not just a fishing location. It is a metaphor for chaos, uncertainty, and fear. In ancient Jewish imagination, the deep symbolized danger, disorder, and death. Yet it is precisely there that Jesus sends his followers. God's mission does not avoid the deep, it redeems it. The church is not called to wait safely on the shore, but to enter the turbulent waters of the world, its politics, pain, and moral confusion, and cast the net of grace there. The problem Luke addresses is one that still plagues believers today: the temptation to stay comfortable in the shallows. We prefer predictable outcomes, manageable risks, and spiritual routines that never test our trust. Yet Jesus calls us, as he called Peter, to let down our nets again, to risk faith in places where failure feels more familiar than hope. When Peter obeys, he not only catches fish but glimpses his true vocation. Overwhelmed, he falls to his knees, confessing his unworthiness. "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." But Jesus does not go away. He stays and he transforms Peter's fear into mission. "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch people." In that moment, the fisherman becomes an apostle, and the net becomes a metaphor for grace that gathers all, Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, broken and whole, into the community of God's realm. Charles Taylor once observed that faith is not about escaping fragility, but learning to live meaningfully within it. That is the heart of this story. Faith is not the absence of uncertainty. It is the courage to keep casting the net when the night has been long and the waters silent. But now let me ask you, dear friend, where have you been casting your nets lately? In your family, in your work, in your ministry? And how have you been casting them? Perhaps like Peter, you've been throwing them all night into familiar waters, relying on old habits, human logic, and your own strength, only to pull them back empty again and again. Could it be that you have been casting on the wrong side, trusting in your own wisdom, timing, or control, and wondering why nothing seems to change? Jesus' call still echoes across the waters of our frustration. Put out into the deep. It is an invitation to move beyond the predictable, beyond comfort, beyond what has worked before. Faith in its truest form begins not when the nets are full, but when we dare to trust his word in the emptiness. So what does this mean for us today? It means that God is still calling us to cast our nets in deep waters, to witness in places where hostility drowns hope, to extend mercy where bitterness festers, to build community where division reigns. It means the church must resist the temptation of retreat, choosing instead the risky obedience of compassion. And here is the mystery of it all. The miracle of abundance never comes from clever strategy or perfect timing. It comes when we stop fishing for ourselves and start fishing in faith, trusting the one who commands the seas, the winds, and even the depths of our own hearts. When the disciples left everything and followed Jesus, they were stepping into a story much larger than their own, a story where the chaos of the world becomes the canvas for God's kingdom. The same invitation echoes to us. Go deep, cast wide, and trust that even in the darkest waters, God's net of grace will not break. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might Jesus be calling you to cast your net again in relationships, vocation, or faith, despite past disappointment or fear? Number two, what deep waters in your community or world do you tend to avoid? And how might God be inviting you to bring hope and truth there? Now, our practical exercise. Today, take one small step into a deep water situation. Reach out to someone you've avoided. Speak truth where you've been silent. Or pray intentionally for a person or place that feels beyond hope. Ask God to fill your empty nets with courage and compassion. Lord of the deep, you call us beyond the safety of the shore into the waters of faith and mission. Forgive us for the times we have clung to the shallows out of fear. Teach us to trust your word, even when the nets of our effort feel empty. Fill our lives with the abundance of your grace, that we may draw others into your love. Strengthen our hands for the work of the kingdom, and keep us steadfast when the night feels long. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.